A candlelight vigil took place outside the U.S. Capitol yesterday.
People who attended marked 1 year since a pro-Trump mob attacked the Capitol trying to stop the certification of President Biden's win in the 2020 election. The most notable event of the day was a speech by President Biden, although he did not mention former President Donald Trump by name. Biden's remarks were a scathing rebuke of Trump and his continued lies about the 2020 election.
Those who stormed this Capitol, and those who instigated and incited, and those who called on them to do so, held a dagger at the throat of America and American democracy.
We're joined now by NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. What stood out to you yesterday?
Biden really gave a forceful, direct speech blasting Trump for his role in inspiring the January 6th attack. It was maybe one of the most important speeches of his presidency so far. Clearly got Trump's attention. Trump issued multiple statements criticizing Biden and accused him of trying to deflect. And I have to say, by the way, that is one of those things when you hear an opponent say that someone's trying to deflect, it usually means a speech is politically effective. And that's something really Biden needs. He's been at a low point. This speech was a bit of a reset, reminded millions of people who voted for him of one of the big reasons why they did so in the first place, to beat Trump. And, you know, Trump is still a top threat for 2024, having only strengthened his grip on the GOP base even after the insurrection.
And it was noticeable, the lack of Republicans at yesterday's event.
I mean, that really stood out. I mean, there was a striking moment during a moment of silence in the House when the only Republicans there were Congresswoman Liz Cheney and her father, the former Vice President Dick Cheney. And they're not exactly liberals. You know, the House was out yesterday. Some Republican senators were at the funeral of former Senator Johnny Isaacson. But watching that vigil last night, it really struck me to see the absence of so many Republicans, even after many of them were targeted themselves on January 6th. You know, I mean, imagine what a powerful symbol of resilience of democracy it would have been to have all 535 members of Congress there on those steps together. Instead, really, it was a visual reminder of how that democracy is fraying, how notably, really, most Republicans have taken the bait of Trump's narrative and lies hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, right now, that has to stay in people's imaginations. Was there a message, though, from Republican leaders?
Well, they accused Democrats of having turned the January 6th committee investigating what happened into a partisan exercise, though they resisted even forming one in the first place. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, you know, had blamed Trump explicitly for the attack in the days following the insurrection, but, you know, he's really done an about-face in the past year. He wasn't there yesterday. He instead focused a statement earlier this week to his conference on what Democrats should be doing instead about Capitol security.
It was such a big day in Washington and such a partisan one, obviously. So what's next for politics?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a really reflection of where the country is right now, divided on even the most basic sets of facts, despite the clear evidence in this case. Right now, the Republican Party is inexorably linked to Trump. That's not going to change anytime soon. I talked to a Republican strategist who said, apart from people like the Cheneys and a handful of others, there aren't many Republicans willing to speak up, stand up to Trump, and talk to the base to make their own case for why they should move away from Trump's politics.